Radio 92.3 with a little Tom Petty this morning. Informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. And I have in the studio with me Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air.
Hello.
Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good so far. I've been able to hit all the right buttons. I'm still working on it, though.
I'm glad you're over there and I'm over here. The keyboard alone's enough for me. I don't want anything to do with that.
I know. But that's why you do what you do and now I do what I do.
Very true.
So
stay in my lane.
Tell me a little bit about Climatech of Professional Air.
Just family business. Been around since 78 and just try to do the best we can, both commercial HVAC, residential HVAC, to do the right thing by people. We were just discussing out in the lobby before I came in an issue that a lady had with a plumbing problem that works here, and some of the things that go on out there really get on my nerves. And we've had something come up. It wasn't actually my company this past week, but another company that I'm friends with. I was speaking with the owner, and they had come across a lady who had been, you know, agreed to purchase a unit at a very, very high price. Mm-hmm. That just was totally out of whack. It didn't make any sense. Well, the lady was 2 days away from her 99th birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
The unit was extremely expensive.
Oh, my goodness.
And she had called him, actually, looking, you know, is this about right? And he's like, let me come out and see what's going on. And he got there, and it was nothing that was out of the norm. It should not have been that price. And everybody's entitled to make their own prices up. So she called the company back to say, hey, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. And they had lent her a cooling unit, which we do that a lot. Like if someone has an AC broke down, they need a bedroom cool, we give them a little small unit to cool the bedroom. And, they told her they could come get it, but it was a $700 rental for that.
And my,
and this kind of
that's
stuff,
just taking
and
advantage of someone.
On, and I hate to get on and even bring that stuff up, but if anything else, you don't have to call Climatech. Get some prices. I mean, just don't. I'm seeing more and more of that, you know, they come in with like one price. That's all they give you, one option. Mm-hmm. And you don't know if it's high or not. How many times do you buy an AC system in your life? It's not something you do every day.
Right.
And that's what I mean by trying to do right, trying to be fair. I have some very expensive units that are very nice units that have a lot of things on them. But I'm not going to tell you that's the only thing I've got. I've got everything from the base model, you know, something that I can price as low as I can for you, all the way through the nicest, most efficient stuff out there. And we try to represent that to everybody, not just give you one thing to look at or make you think you've got to do something you don't. Always try to give options to where, you know, some people just can't do things at certain times. And if repairing an old system is all you can do, we'll do that for you. Might not even be the best choice, but if that's what you need to do, that's what we'll do. So that's kind of how we try to approach everything. And
well, that's really, I mean, to hear that someone would take advantage of someone at that age is very discouraging.
Mm-hmm. And that happens a lot, actually. We see a lot of basically the older, I don't know if they just can sense that they're not going to search for prices. I don't know what it is. I really mm-hmm. don't. But they just seem to thrive on that and sell things that aren't even needed. Another one we see quite a bit is with an install of an AC system, they'll sell a full duct system based on a small piece of ductwork they'll cut out that they can find a little bit of mold on the backside.
Oh, boy.
And they'll convince a customer that just because they can show them this one little spot of mold, their whole duct system's full of mold. And I've been to several of those where I go in and cut multiple holes and take pictures inside the duct system and show you, okay, here's where it is here, here's where it's not here, whatever it might be, because I'm willing to say 99% of duct systems I can cut into, I could find a little bit of mold in them if I want to find it.
Well, and especially in this area, I would imagine.
Correct. And if you're someone that the mold is a four-letter word to, and I show you that physically, you're ready to buy a duct system.
Right.
I mean, and that's they use that now that it's that easy. It's an easy way to sell stuff that they really shouldn't be selling. And they don't educate the customer at all. It's just about selling. And, you know, if you run across any of that, you know, you're welcome to call me. You don't have to call me. I'm not here to say that I'm the only one doing it. But, you know, ask around. Make sure you get some other opinions on stuff like that, because we see a lot more of that than we should.
And I think we have a tendency, to be honest, for myself, I have a tendency to be a little lazy, like I'll find someone mm-hmm. and then trust they're getting me the best price. And right. as you say, that may not always be the case.
Right. And that's what we try to develop, that trust you just mentioned with customers, that we have many customers that have been longtime customers, and then you don't have to worry about that. Word of mouth is always good. If you've got somebody that's been treated good before, they typically recommend people that treat them that way. So try to do our best to encourage that type of culture, I guess, and make sure that people do trust us and know we're going to do the right thing. And that's what we try to focus on primarily, more than anything else, really. I mean, doing a quality job and having that reputation is what means more to me than anything else that we do.
And I think that too comes from a family business.
I think so. Yeah.
It's your reputation at stake.
That's correct. And like I've said before, people, you can get my cell number. If you need to talk to me, you can talk to me. I'm not going to hide from anybody. So, you know, if you ever felt like you've been mistreated, even if it was by my company, I'll get on the phone with you. I don't have a problem with it. So it's just something we have to confront from time to time.
Well, here's a question that and this may be an easy answer, I don't know, mm-hmm. but we use our units so much here, obviously. Mm-hmm. So when do you know, because some of them last longer than others, mm-hmm. I have a tendency to wait till my, this is my confession, till my unit breaks down.
Correct.
Before I call someone to fix it.
A lot of people do.
And so we've talked, you know, a little bit about maintenance and those kind of mm-hmm. things, but how do you know, what are some telltale signs that it might be time to have someone come take a look?
Maintenance is the best way to do it, honestly, because the things that we see, and there's a big difference between in our area where you live. You know, you've been familiar with the beach for quite a while.
Yes.
If you live on the beach, you're going to get hit a lot faster and harder with the corrosion on the outdoor unit than someone that lives in Cantonment. Mm-hmm. It's just different. But having that maintenance done is something that you can watch, and systems are even different. You know, there's been many manufacturers made systems that certain outdoor coils deteriorated really quickly. They just didn't treat them right at the factory. They didn't have very much protection, so they broke down fast. I can tell by walking up, looking at them, you know, that's one of them. Most of those have been gone now for a little while. But having a maintenance done is something you can keep an eye on, that because in a lot of cases, we'll find that a unit's going to run typically much longer than you would really need it to. I mean,
okay.
and I say that because what'll happen is your power bills start creeping up. You don't realize it because it's a slow process. And then what happens when you do change it, you wished you'd have done it a lot sooner.
Right.
Because you could have been saving a whole lot of money on the backside on the power bill. That goes back to that what you can do thing, because mm-hmm. a lot of times you may be in a situation where really you should probably look at changing it, but maybe you can't do it. But hey, now you've got time. Let's put aside a little money, however you want to do it, to get it ready for next year, just so you kind of know it's coming and you don't have to wait until it breaks down, because that will happen on the 4th of July weekend, and that's when it always happens.
Of course. We're talking with Travis Thompson this morning on Pep Talk from Climatech of Professional Air. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got questions or want to text in a question, 850-437-1620. So what are the biggest mistakes someone might make in terms of not taking care of their unit, taking care of their unit?
Right. The biggest one would probably be no maintenance at all. We see that a lot. Like you just mentioned, some people, well, when's the last time you had it looked at? Last time it broke.
When
honestly,
I bought it.
I mean, really, we get that a lot, and that's the truth. Mm-hmm. So that would be number one. Number two is probably the wrong filter. See that a lot. People just putting these high quality filters in, and that's kind of how they're advertised as high quality. They do stop more dirt, debris, all that good stuff.
You're talking about the
stuff.
Ones that you put in.
The HEPA grade. Mm-hmm. You know, they almost.
What should I be using?
Well, and that's a tricky question we get into quite a bit, because it depends on the size of your unit and mm-hmm. the size of the filter. So those two have to work together. So if you've got a filter that's already kind of a little too small for where it should be, and you go put one of these high-dollar, high-grade filters in, you've just killed the airflow to that system.
Really?
Yeah, because the filter, to stop the extra dirt particles, the holes in that filter are much, much smaller.
Huh.
Well, the holes are what the air goes through. So if we're making the holes smaller, now we're getting less air. So if we're going to use the better filter, we just have to have more of it. So let's say, example, you've got a 24x12 filter. That's a very common filter on a 2-ton.
Mm-hmm.
That's already not really big enough. So if we throw one of those in there, we have a problem. But if we were to, say, cut another 24x12 on the adjacent wall, now we've got two of them. Now we can run that high-quality filter, stop the dirt you want to stop, get enough airflow, and everything will work fine. So it just depends on your space, because some may be in a hallway. You don't have another closet or another wall to cut a grill in.
Right.
So in some cases, you're a little bit handcuffed depending on how the house is built. But that's why everything's kind of case by case. Got to go out and look at it and see what you can do. Sometimes you can go up through the closet, get a filter in the ceiling. That's another way to fix it. So
okay. See, this is fascinating to me because I'm the kind of person, and it's embarrassing to admit, but I will go into the store and I'll see all those filters lined up and I look, okay, what's the size? 16 by 20. Mm-hmm. And that's how I pick it.
Well, and
so I would love to know.
That's part of why I love doing this show, is because I've done this my whole life. So sometimes I take things for granted but talking to customers is what I like. So this is kind of nice to be able to offer up text and calls, because you can call in with these questions. It's fun for me to answer them, because it's really kind of simple, but I've done it, and it's
second nature to you.
But yeah, so your filter size is, you have to kind of know those two things. How much air are we getting through the filter?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is the size of the filter?
That's is there a type of filter to look for that's better than another?
Nah, I mean, there's a bunch of different manufacturers, but a lot of times those manufacturers are being bought by other manufacturers and things, so it's all kind of gotten to be where it's the same. And they are all rated. You know, everything has a UL rating on it that the factories are having to actually get them rated by third-party companies. So the rating that's on them is typically going to be correct. It's just a matter of what you have in your house. And that's why it's such a hard question that comes up quite a bit, is because every one of them is totally different.
Right.
It is, because even if you've got the same size unit, what is your access to filter size? You know, can I take the filter you have and make it bigger? If I can, that's great. But a lot of people just can't.
Right.
So that's why it's always different.
Well, I just find it really fascinating, because there's so many details that I don't know. So I have the unit put in and then I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect that I'm not alone in that.
That's correct.
So is this a good time of year to get an inspection done?
This is perfect, really, because you don't, right now we're not using our heat or air very much. It's a little bit. And this is kind of a tricky situation, because we're humid right now.
Mm.
And this is where a unit that's too big can really rear its head and you have a lot of moisture problems in the house. But this is a good time to do it, because we're in that area where you can go through it, turn it off for an hour or two, doesn't hurt anything, and it's slowed down for us right now because the demand service calls are really down. We don't have a demand, got to have heat, got to have air right now. So this is the time of year we really try to schedule our routine checkups and maintenances, is right now, and then again in the spring when we kind of have the nice weather again before it gets hot.
So if someone wanted to contact you, they didn't have to buy the unit from you to have you inspect it, correct?
No, not at all.
What's the best way for them to reach you?
Our phone number is probably my first choice, 850-857-4700. They can go to climatechproair.com. There's also a way you can click on a link there and schedule service from our website.
ClimatechProAir.com. And that number again is 850-837-4700.
857.
857. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. 857-4700.
Okay.
Very good. So now we're getting into where we're going to be turning on the heat.
Mm-hmm. Got one of those already today. Somebody turned it on and smelt the burn smell.
Right.
Especially in the heat pump world, if you turn on your heat for the first time and you turn that set point up, let's say it might not even be cold in the house, but if you turn the set point up warm to kick it on, just make sure everything's going to work, the heat strips are probably going to come on. They've got a year's worth of built-up dust on them, so you're going to get a little bit of a smoky, burny smell when those heat strips burn off. And that's something that you just like to make sure everything's safe. You know, they do have limits and safeties in there, so if something catches fire, it should shut everything off. But that's the call we get quite a bit this time of year, because you smell it.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Gas furnace is kind of the same. They've got a big heat exchanger in there that's had a little bit of dust on it throughout the summer months, and now you're going to burn it off for that first time. So sometimes I've seen it even where people will see smoke come out of their vents.
That's not good. But if your smoke detector goes off, that's not good.
Yeah, it happens. It does happen.
Well, I'm such a Floridian, right? So there's always the joke memes about putting, you know, what you wear every day in the morning. It's hot. Same thing with my air conditioning. Sometimes I wonder, because I turned it on in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
and then maybe it is a cool, beautiful day, so I turn it off. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden the temperature drops at night and I turn the heat on.
Right.
And then the next day it's 80 degrees and I turn the yep. Is that bad for my unit to be switching back and forth between no. heat and AC? I've always wondered that.
No, it's not bad for it. I mean, if you need it, it's there for that. Everything's fine. Just turn it back and forth. You wouldn't want to do it immediately, you know, 2 minutes later. But as long as you're doing it mornings and evenings, there's nothing wrong with that. You did bring something else to mind, though. This is the time of year we'll start getting a dirty sock call.
It's what
a
is
smell.
That?
It's a smell that smells like a basket full of dirty laundry that got left. Have you ever smelled like a dish rag when a dish
Ew.
Rag gets left in a sink and it stays
yes.
wet? Has
Ew.
That really pungent odor?
Yes.
Well, your AC coil can put off that same smell.
Really?
And it typically does it in the months where we're going heat and cool. Heat
huh.
and cool. If we stay heating, you won't smell it. If we stay cooling, you won't smell it. But when we go from heat to cool, that bacteria on the coil will actually put off that same odor. And we've had a lot of customers call in that they can't find it for a while because they don't know where it's coming from. And they
right.
finally walk past an AC vent and they're like, oh my goodness, it's coming from my AC. And it is. If you look it up, it's literally, you can Google dirty sock syndrome and that's,
it'll oh
tell
goodness.
You all about it.
I have never heard of that before,
it
but I've had the smell.
Yeah, it doesn't
mean
it was
that something that common.
It doesn't mean that your coil is filthy dirty. It doesn't mean anything like that. It's a bacteria that you can't see. So we've gone in with coils that look perfect and they just put off this odor and we've got some cleaners we can put on them to kill it. So it is something you can fix, but this is the time of year. Haven't really thought about it till you just said that. But going back and forth from heat to cool,
mm-hmm.
that's when it really has that really strong smell to it. And a lot of times we'll get that call several times a year.
Well, this is Meg with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, talking with Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air. If you've got a question, you can text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, we've also got our give back. We've started that so they can go to our Facebook page and they can we started something 2 years ago. This will be our third year where we give a system installed to a family that's in need. Don't really have anything.
Incredible.
Try to keep it as open-ended as we can, but you can go nominate people there that if you've got somebody that's come across hard times or whatever the situation may be, you can nominate them. We're starting to get some nominations come in for that, so we've got those put aside. And then before Christmas, we'll come up and do a giveaway that we'll give back to the community, a system, somebody that needs it. So
that's incredible.
It's been really good.
Yep. That's
it's
really
been a lot
amazing.
Of fun. So that's out there. That's on the Facebook page. And then I think it'll be on the Facebook page later today, if I remember correctly. We're also going to do a giveaway for a fire pit. We're going to have our metal fabrication shop build.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a large, you know, 36 by 36 fire pit that whoever wins it can pick some custom logos, whatever they might want to put in it, birth dates
great.
Or whatever. And we'll build a fire pit for a giveaway for Christmas. So
it's a perfect time of year for that.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. We started kind of piddling with them just as something. We enjoy playing with our plasma table where
right,
we can cut different
right.
stuff. So we did a couple of these and people loved them when they saw them. So we've done a few more and I've actually was texting a lady today that we're doing a lot of cities with longitude and latitude
oh,
and all
wow.
that in them.
Yeah,
so it's kind of
yeah.
cool. And it's a big enough pit. You can do a lot of different stuff with it. So,
well, I'm laughing here because I haven't heard anybody use the phrase piddling in a while.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I probably got a lot of languages. Yeah.
No, I love it. It's very Southern to me. We're
redneck.
Piddling with it, make it work right.
Redneck. Yep.
No. What I
totally.
Love about that is the fact that you have your company is a family-run company. You have credibility. You take pride in your work. You're honest with your assessments. And the fact that you're dependable, you show up. And then to me, it means the world to me that at this time of year, you are giving someone who needs a unit
mm-hmm.
in this community in
yep.
this climate
mm-hmm.
the difference an air conditioner can make
mm-hmm.
and heat in someone's home is astronomical. I mean, it is life-changing. So
yeah,
the fact that you're
really
offering that to somebody, so if a listener this morning knows a family, knows someone that's going through hardship that could use a unit, they
yep.
can go to the Facebook page
mm-hmm.
to sign up for the giveaway. And when
that's
is
right.
it going to happen?
Now you're going to hold me to a date. I believe we try to
around
do
it. Is good.
Well, the week try to do it there the week of Christmas. Now, we'll announce it, I believe, just a little before that, but we'll try to get that thing put in as quick as we can right there. We don't give a specific date because with it being an open platform like it is, we don't know where it may be as far as location or anything like that. So we try to give ourselves a little bit of wiggle room, but we'll try to get it all done and wrapped up by Christmas.
I do have a question that's come in on the text line for Travis. Mm-hmm. My home is 42 years old, had a new Trane XR13 installed 16 years ago with a Trane Clean Effects electronic air filter. I have no idea what that means, but I'm sure you do.
I do.
What would be an average cost to come out and evaluate my total system, the unit, and the ductwork? What would be involved in the actual evaluation? It's a great question.
Cost you absolutely nothing. No, we don't charge for any of that. You let us know when's a good time for you, and we'll set up a date. We'll come out and look at it. And just like we just talked about, give you an assessment of duct system all the way through, what we think's good, what we think might need to be replaced, or if it's time to replace it. And we'll let you know what that is. And then give you pricing from there on whatever you're interested in.
That's great. And the number there is 850-857-4700 to reach you.
That's correct.
Okay, we have another question on the line. If I do my own maintenance on my AC unit, how often should I do it? Right now, I do it every time I change my filter, but should I be doing it more often than that, or should I be doing it less often than that?
No, I would think if you're doing it every time, and maintenance is a loose term. I don't know what all's being done, but like just cleaning out your drain line, maybe that's a good thing to do once a month. It can't hurt to overdo that. Other than that, that's the only thing I would really recommend doing monthly. Mm-hmm. Now, every few months is when you want to do things like clean out the outside coil. You know, your outside coil is out there just like your indoor coil, pulling in outside dust and debris into it. So you rinse that out, but you kind of want to have an idea of what's behind it. Don't want to pour water in on stuff. There's electricity in there, so don't.
Right.
I don't like recommending customers to do that themselves. I don't know who this person is, but yeah, if you're just doing simple drain cleaning and changing your filter, that's doing that once a month's great.
You know, when you mentioned the outside coil, I live in a condo community, mm-hmm. and I see some people that have sometimes tarps, plastic over their unit. Is that a good idea? I know they're probably trying to do it to keep debris out of it, but
yeah, you can't really tarp it with plastic because that thing creates heat when we're cooling the house, and that fan is actually getting rid of the heat out of that coil. So if we trap it in any way or cause that air to recirculate through the coil, we're actually doing a lot of harm to the unit because it can't get rid of the heat. Therefore, it's going to make it a lot harder for you to be able to cool inside. And you can overheat components and things like that. So no, covering a unit is typically a bad idea.
Well, that's interesting because I do see a lot of those in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Now, we do put sometimes they will put like a netting, something that can flow air through it.
That makes sense.
But it keeps leaves from going in it.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea. Just again, make sure those leaves aren't getting trapped on there to where it can't get rid of that air. It does have to breathe. Even branches and bushes growing over the top of them is a bad idea. You want to keep a good, clean air path so that air coming up out of the top of that unit can get gone.
That makes perfect sense. So we've been talking with Travis Thompson this morning with Climatech of Professional Air. You can reach him at 850-857-4700. Give us the website again, Travis.
ClimatechProAir.com.
All right. So now is a good time to give them a call to have a maintenance check, an inspection possibly, or if you're in the market for a new unit, or if you want to sign up someone for that giveaway, either fire pit or a whole unit for their home.
Absolutely.
Pretty amazing. Thank you so much, Travis, for being here this morning.
Good to be here again.
You're listening to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.